The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. What's this drug company's story, Harley?
Well, there are five of the drug companies, four of them are large ones, who have avoided a federal trial in Cleveland, Ohio, related to the opioid crisis, the opioid situation. It's $260+ million settlement, four of them in one part of it, and a small company that also settled out of court for a little over $1 million. There are lawsuits seeking billions of dollars from the different companies, the pharmaceuticals. One deal has already been a $700 million settlement in one of the big cases. What they've done is they've been trying to consolidate more than 2,600 lawsuits by cities, by towns, by counties, by people. There are more drug companies. Two have already gone under. More are expected to do so. But you have to understand, I mean, the opioid problem in this country, the painkiller problem, is very large.
Yeah.
Between 1990 and 2017, 400,000 people died. We lost 407,000 during World War II. Mm. So it's a big number.
Big number.
68% of drug overdoses were opioids during that period of time. So the painkiller situation is real.
Very real. Very real. Soldiers and the president.
They're upset with him. It's beginning to filter out. The reports of some of these soldiers are very upset. We're talking about from colonels right on down to privates. They're upset with the president's decision to abandon the Kurds in northeast Syria. It's costing him a lot of support among U.S. troops. Many who have fought alongside Kurds against ISIS are extremely upset. They said, and this is a quote from one, these soldiers, this guy said, I fought with these guys and watched them die for us. Leaving them hanging is a violation of trust. And that's the way they feel, because these are soldiers, you know. You fight as much for the guy next to you as you do for God and country.
Yeah, that's what they're trained to do. Now, Harley, it is only Tuesday, but this is a Friday story for Harley. I'll let him tell you the story.
Well, I actually asked him to hold it for Friday, but they wouldn't do it. The police are just not cooperative sometimes. In Mattoon, Illinois, the police were investigating forgery. They had a man they thought was their suspect. They had a pretty good idea. They had the right guy. So they asked him for his ID, and he gave them a false ID. Insisted he was not Matthew Bushman. And the cop said, yeah, so why do you have your nickname, Matty B, tattooed like a necklace around your neck? That's a fair question. He couldn't answer it very well. And wound up going to jail.
Come with me. It's not my gave the fake name. Oh, no, but you've got Matty B tattooed on your body. Oh, my God. That's why he's a criminal ad dumb.